Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 38 of On the Horizon. I'm your host, Andy Whiteside. Today is October 2nd, 2023. Philip Sellers, how's it going?
Good, Andy. How are you?
And it is a Monday. I spend all weekend trying to not think about work, but I think about work, and then Monday hits, and I've got a million things I want to get done.
Kind of like a landslide, isn't it?
That's a good way to put it. Landslide?
Avalanche. It's been snowing all weekend.
I think about it like maybe like pushing the rock up the hill, and then you get up there and it's a whole bunch of rocks and you're like, man, I should just come up here and worked on these rocks first.
Yeah, that email inbox. Yeah, it used to bother me to see numbers, and now it's just an inevitability to have some unread messages. It's hard to keep up.
Yeah. And I tell people all the time, if I don't respond, call me or send me another message. And I don't know. It's good. It's good. It's just so much to do and super passionate around the spaces. Let me do our commercial. I forgot to do this morning on a podcast. So if you're listening to this and you work with a VMware partner that's not adding value, both on the data center side, so vSphere and all the stuff that goes along with that, or on the end user compute side, Workspace ONE, Horizon, those solutions. If your partner's not bringing true value to you in this beautiful platforms that VMware offers, give us a call, reach out to us, reach out to me on LinkedIn, reach out to Philip Sellers on LinkedIn. We want to help you. We do things proactive like this podcast because we know there is so much goodness in these platforms that we represent. And if you're not getting that out of your current partner or maybe even out of the vendor, because look, they got a lot going on too, let us know. Because we're here to help, and we passionately want to help you. All right, Philip, got that out of the way. And got that out of the way. I love it, though. Love the fact that we're able to help so many people. All right, so today's blog that you brought to review is from September 28th of 2023. And the blog is called VMware Horizon is now DISA IL5 authorized. Philip, why'd you choose this blog?
Well, this is a big deal. When we start talking about the defense space and customers that are contractors and stuff for the government, this is a huge impact because as we know from the commercial space, Horizon Cloud is a great service. It's a great accelerator for being able to deploy your VDI, your applications faster and securely for your employees, your users, to get access to. And now with this certification, this pushes further into the Defense Information Systems Agency impacts, their compliancy, their rules and guidelines that all of their vendors have to meet. So, this is great news because this certification means that we can actually work with more of our defense contractors using Horizon Cloud Service. This announcement is recent, as you said, September 28th, so just a few days ago. But VMware's also been, working in this space. And so FedRAMP, StateRAMP, high authorizations are also there for Horizon Cloud Service. And so I thought it was really good for us to talk about this because we do work with a lot of customers that also do business with the government. And this is huge in their space.
So, Philip, is this limited to government or is this just good stuff that applies to even commercial folks?
So it's a certification for the government. So specifically for doing business with the Department of Defense. But, this good stuff really does trickle down and roll down to all commercial customers. So these certifications push features into the software stack. It pushes security measures into the software stack. So I think everybody gets to benefit from it, but this is specific to the DoD space and to contractors and folks there. Yeah. But good stuff for all of us.
All right. So I think you covered this, but the first section, not the intro, but after the intro is what is DISA IL5 authorization? Let's hit that again real quick.
Absolutely. So the Defense Information Systems Agency sets standards, guidelines for cloud service providers. So just like everyone else, our government and their agencies and subcontractors are all using cloud. And so they want to do that in the most secure way possible. So DISA basically is that set of guidelines that we have to stand by for defense contractors. So it's going to be very similar to HIPAA or PCI, which our commercial sector folks are going to understand, you know, payment card industry or, you know, health information protection. So this is the DoD version of those sorts of guidelines. The IL-5 is a level within this. So IL-5 means it's a higher sensitivity for controlled unclassified information, mission control information, and national security systems. So this is a particular level that they've achieved working with DISA.
All right. So next section talks about an overview of Horizon Cloud Service. I know some of our listeners will know what that is. It doesn't hurt to try to qualify it or qualify it as it relates to this announcement. So let's try that.
Yeah, 100%. So especially for the Fed and DoD customers, you may not know what Horizon Cloud is, but it is a service that helps you connect your Horizon 8 on-premises and or your Horizon Cloud on Microsoft Azure so that you can manage everything from a central point. So this is a nice feature because it brings everything together into that single pane of glass. We still talk about the single pane of glass in management. Nirvana trying to get to that great management experience and simplify things. So Horizon Cloud Service is that management point.
Okay. And then the next section jumps into three reasons or three breakouts around benefits of DISA. Did they say it DISA? Does it get pronounced that way?
You know, I'm not 100% sure. Maybe we could ask Harvey about that, you know, since this is the Fed space and get Harvey to weigh in on how to say it. Yeah. We'll call it DISA for the purposes of our podcast today.
All right. So benefits of DISA IL-5 for Department of Defense customers. Number one, it says true hybrid VDI solution.
Yeah, and this is a big deal because it really hasn't been able to kind of be that in the Fed space, in the DoD space. This authorization lets us work with service providers like Azure on the back end, as well as the on-premises, your self-hosted Horizon 8 environments. So now you get your choice. And that's really underscores kind of the value prop of Horizon today. The way that it's built is that it gives you choices where you can run it in any cloud. So now you're talking about FedRAMP, StateRAMP, hyperscale cloud providers. You can do it inside of your own co-locations and data centers, out of facilities and stuff that you may already have. And it will help admins basically extend the story of Horizon, make sure that it's got disaster recovery protection, that we've got replication between locations, the burst capability. I mean, that's a huge thing with Azure. You don't pay for the Azure virtual desktops until you actually are consuming them. So you get a lot of flexibility in how you can run Horizon environments.
The next one says virtual desktops and app delivery with a proven technology.
Yeah. So again, this is the basic value of the Horizon stack. So when we talk about the Horizon stack, it's the Horizon services. It's the client, the agent that runs on all of the delivery servers. It's also the unified access gateway. So that edge piece that sits out and allows all of your users to come in securely. On top of that, you have the technologies like app volumes, apps on demand, to decouple the image from the application, give you really flexible ways to deploy all of your traditional Windows applications inside of a VDI environment, and also restrict things. So, and that, I'm not going to jump ahead, but that goes into the next item.
Yeah. And then, okay, the last one, then highly secure user experience.
Yeah, so I'm biased. I love the BLAST protocol. You know, compared to remote desktop, it is a huge, huge step forward. So that's one of the keystones of the Horizon experience is the BLAST protocol. They've done a lot of work, you know, really trying to optimize video conferencing from Teams and Skype and Zoom. Those features are key here because you get the better performance for this work from home hybrid environment that we're all in, this posture that we're all working in, where we're reliant on these conferencing solutions. So Blast is a huge part of that, but it's also other things like controlling, you know, can you copy and paste? Can you attach USB devices? What sorts of devices can you do? And so you set the policy on all those to really lock down the environment and make sure that you don't have any data leaking out of your environment. And so particularly in the DoD space, where we may be talking about, you know, very sensitive information, designs, schematics, all of that kind of thing, it's really important to be able to lock things down and secure it.
Yeah. So, Philip, I know this is really focused towards government and defense-oriented customers, but true hybrid solution, virtual desktops and app delivered with proven technology, highly secure user experience, that applies to every customer of every industry of every segment, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. We're at a place where most security experts are going to say it's not a matter of if you're going to get, you know, compromised in some way, but when. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to change our thought process and our posture. And delivering in a secure way with Horizon is a great first step for a lot of customers, because it gives so much of the control back to the IT organization. You really don't care as much about that endpoint. But that's also one of our superpowers at Zintegra, is we'll take something like Horizon Cloud Service. We'll package it together with great hardware vendors, vendor partners, and great secure endpoint operating system companies like iGel. We'll bring together a whole solution for our customers. So it's not just a delivery platform and you really don't care about the endpoint. We can ease those pain points as well. So we can take it further with our other partners.
Be there to help you buy it, buy the right thing, implement it, support it, maintain it, heck, deprovision it later as we move to whatever the next thing is.
And hopefully make you a little smarter as we go too, hopefully, so that you don't have to repeat mistakes that we've encountered in the past. And, yeah. You know, you can learn the lessons from us and stay out of the ditch.
Our job is for you to get so good at what we're helping you with that you fire us. And if you do that, we win.
We all win for sure.
Well, Philip, I appreciate you jumping on and having this conversation. Always enjoy talking to you and having these podcast sessions with you.
I appreciate it too, Andy. Have a good one.
See you next time.